All righty. Well, today is Tuesday, October 17th. I'm Ann Strong. We are in the third piece of module number one, and today we will be looking at our fulfillment worksheets. And before we jump into that material, let's go ahead and go into our opening, which today is from the Thriving Work book, and it's called Through Me. O Great Spirit, I affirm my ever-increasing awareness of your omnipresence. I appreciate you, always at my side, working through my hands, speaking through my voice, loving through my heart. I delight with you. I delight through you. I delight as you, fully engaged in life, thrilled to be your hands, your voice, your heart. And I wanted to also take a minute before we go into the content, because I did hear from Jeanette, who says, I'm 666, so she's recovering, and it would be wonderful to send her some energy. And also, I just got an email message from Diane that her sweetheart mom died unexpectedly and peacefully in her sleep. Shouldn't we all be so happy? Yesterday. So she's not going to be with us today. So maybe we could just send some loving energy to Diane and her family right now before we go into what we're doing today. I'm reminded once again, it seems like there's a lot going on for a lot of people in a lot of different arenas. And I'm just very present to that. I feel some emotion around that, and just knowing that, I don't know, I guess what it brings up for me is now more than ever, how can we be here for each other? And, you know, strong from within is a wonderful part of that. So that being said, before we go into the content for today, is there anything that's particularly up for each of you who are here on the call now? And or is there anything you'd like to share from what you've been working on with the content?
This is Doreen. I think that I've faced several challenges in the last week that caused me to be strong within, just like the people that you are sharing about. And I think to have that strong within presence so that we can share that with each other can get us through a lot.
Yeah, that we don't have to. Strong from within certainly could sound like doing it alone. I'm so darn strong. I got everything handled. And to me, it almost feels like the opposite of that right now. Like, I'm clear about who I am and what's important to me and what's my part and what's my contribution. And oh my goodness, I am so much stronger when I ask for help, when I rely on other people, when I'm aware of what other people are going through. So thank you for that, Doreen. I really appreciate that. What about for either of you, Janet or Haley?
This is Haley. I feel like I've been mostly overwhelmed this week just with emotion, really. And I honestly have been so much in my head that I feel like I really haven't put a lot of the like self-care practices I've wanted to do and have talked about doing, I haven't put them into practice in this time. And yeah, I think it's a crucial time for me, but I just have not yet.
Yeah, and great noticing, and probably a big component of strong from within, maybe for all of us, is when we do fall short of what we imagined we were going to do. It's like, where's the self-compassion? I think we talked about that a little bit last week.
Yeah.
Yeah. So thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
Yeah. And also thank you for bringing up the self-care. I was aware that this week, I think I got out to the preserve, which is where I go when I'm really trying to be present, not just with exercising and walking, but when I go out to this preserve, there's like no one else out there. And I think I was out there 6 times this week, which it's my goal to go every day, and I'd only been going a couple times a week. And you know what's so interesting, Haley, is even though I was out there 6 times and it felt amazing and I know it supported me, in some ways it also felt like not even enough for how much is going on. And it's like, okay, well, you know, I guess I could make it twice a day, but, you know, also maybe this is just how it is, a tender time. And getting out there is amazing, so it's helping, and let it be enough.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Janet, what about you?
Hey, it's me. Sorry,
did you mute?
I was on mute.
Yeah, yes. We appreciate whatever you said, but you'll probably have to repeat it.
Well, I feel like it's kind of the same thing that I'm kind of really hard on myself lately about not being able to get everything done and not taking the time to do the things that will assist me in getting things done, like my meditation and things like that.
Sure.
So I realized in about the last month I've really been beaten myself up quite a bit.
Yeah. So good noticing. What are you putting in place to help shift that when you notice it?
Well, I mean, the one thing I'm kind of trying to put in place is to actually have schedule things out so I actually do my meditation and things because it's on my schedule.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to preempt it.
Nice.
I don't know if it's going to work.
You don't have enough days of doing that, or it was just your thought recently to actually put it on your schedule?
It was yesterday, so yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thank you for sharing that. We'll look forward to hearing how it goes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Me too. I want to know how it goes too.
Right? I think probably we can consider everything we're doing in this learning how to become strong from within a practice, an experiment, and, you know, what works we can do more of, what doesn't work so well we can let go of, and just keeping a focus on it. I realize that one of the questions in the awareness assignment for today was looking at, I know I'm strong from within because I'm, and that's very similar to something we looked at last week. And I thought, well, that seems a little repetitive. And then I thought, yeah, but that's kind of the point. Like, it's so easy to get away from just scrambling to focus on whatever's in front of us, where it's the work or more self-care or less beating ourselves up. And it's like, okay, and how do we want to come toward this? How do we want to be with this? And that's the strong from within place. And it's like, okay, so putting more awareness on, I know I'm strong from within because I'm, and my favorite one right now is neutral, that I don't feel so invested. It's got to be a certain way. I can tell right now that oh, man, I just really want to micromanage some stuff and be in charge of some stuff because I feel like I'm not. And it's like, okay, I know I'm strong from within when I'm neutral, and I need to keep remembering that. So that's what we're doing here. You know, we keep an awareness on it until something shifts a little, becomes a little bit more of a habit. So shifting into that, I have my own answers for the awareness assignment worksheet from today, and I have Haley's answers. And Janet and Doreen, do you want to jump in extemporaneously? I don't mean to put you on the spot, so you're absolutely free to say yes or no.
Sure, I will.
Okay, yes, Janet and Doreen?
Yes.
Okay. Haley, would you like me to start with yours, and would you like to read them, or would you like me to read them?
Sure. I actually don't have them in front of me, so if you'd like to read them, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. So Haley's first outcome was, I'd be feeling confident in viewing myself as the badass artist babe that I am. Such a great visual. I would measure this by dressing, acting, and feeling that I want the way I want without consideration of who I'm quote-unquote hurting or quote-unquote offending by living my truth. I would spend 90% of my time focused on why I am already who I want to be, making art that speaks true to my soul, dressing myself in weird, wacky clothes that I love, and being around uplifting people and uplifting people myself. Nice. The other 10% of my time would be focused on growing even more with the knowledge that I already have everything I need, everything I am looking for, present within myself. Oh, my goodness. Haley, that's so beautiful.
Thank you.
You're welcome. When you hear that, what happens for you?
Gosh, it points me back to, I guess, just the fact that, I have all the answers and no one else does. So, yeah. Hmm.
Nice. Oh, my goodness. So then second, I'd be loving the artwork I do, getting paid plentifully for it, and feeling a sense of fulfillment from it and from working with the clients and other people whose why is to spread self-love. I'd measure this by assessing the way I feel while I'm working on these projects or jobs, what level of self-fulfillment does it give me on a scale of 1 to 10, nice, aiming for 8s to 10s, how qualified I feel for the job in relationship to my 5 top strengths, and how much I'm paid to do these jobs in dollar amounts. This will depend on the project or the client, but will feel like I'm well compensated and deserve the amount of pay I receive. Wow, that's so great how specific it is. I noticed I had a little trouble quantifying things and knowing how we would measure. And I don't think there's a point to get obsessed about that, but when we can measure, it just helps us know if we're moving along. And not to punish ourselves, not to belittle ourselves, but to just say, oh, look, I'm making progress. Or, oh, wait, I completely forgot about this whole aspect. I do want to pay attention to that. So wonderful. So Haley, again, what comes up for you when you hear that now? Because I know you wrote that a few weeks ago.
It's interesting because I think at least the past, 2 weeks, I've been feeling a lot of like limitation around the idea of money and me earning enough money for myself. And so hearing that just like reminds me like, oh yeah, it's just, it's really just like, what am I allowing myself to have? And just reminding myself that I'm totally capable of bringing in so much money for myself. And just like, you know, just remembering that I am worthy of it. And, it's kind of scary to even say that because I feel like I've had so much unworthiness, around money. So just to hear that is a nice reminder.
Yay. Written by you.
Yeah.
How great is that?
Yeah.
All right. And then your last one. I want to accomplish taking better care of my body by exercising it and giving it better, more regular portions of food. I will measure this by the kinds of physical education classes I sign up for, only the ones that excite me. I will measure this by finding a physical activity I enjoy and doing that at least 3 times a week. I will measure the food portions I eat by asking myself how my body feels and what would someone who loves themselves eat. So what do you notice when you hear that?
I'm noticing how a lot of times, like when I eat, I love sweets and I love I love things that aren't always good for me. But when I ask myself, what would someone who loves themselves eat? I feel like, that's something that just changes every day. And sometimes that totally does include the sweets that I want to have. So just, I think just all over, just reminding myself to love myself in the process of becoming healthier.
Nice. I really love how you have things that are pretty easy to measure and it has some flexibility in it too. It's not very rigid.
Yeah.
Yeah. So thank you. So Doreen, Janet, is there anything you hear in Haley's before we move on to yours?
This is Janet. I just really want to be Haley's friend now.
What happened?
She sounds like a completely awesome person.
I would love that. That's amazing.
And she wants to dress in crazy clothes, which of course is one of my favorite things too. I feel a kindred spirit with her because of all the money issues and eating issues and all those things. It's kind of, I feel like I could just copy and paste that.
So apparently you already are friends, and now you have to grow your friendship.
Yep.
Yay, okay.
Nice.
This is Doreen, and I just always feel the flow of your spirit coming through and just being honest and sharing all that with us is just like we want to copy and paste. It speaks to my heart, and it's eloquently and simply put, which just really speaks to me. So thank you for sharing that.
Well, thank you.
It's really fun to see where our overlap is and how, I don't know, I think sometimes when we get caught up in our own stuff, we can tend to kind of think, oh, I don't have this handled at all. And I don't think I always consciously think, but probably everybody else does, but then I sort of behave like that. Like, I think I'm the only one. I don't know how to do this. I'm working hard to shift this. It's not shifting. And it's like, oh, yeah, it's part of being human. Oh, yeah, I would love to feed myself better. And look, I can do that. And look, Haley's doing it, and she can do it. And look, some days nobody does it, but that's okay. There's always tomorrow. So just a... For you guys who have been hanging out with me for a while know I'm sometimes dubious around the whole group experience. And what I do notice has a huge value is it's so much easier to see our similarities than our differences. And even if the content of what we're wanting to go toward is different, sort of our processes are pretty similar, And so it's like, oh, yeah. I'm not a bad person. I didn't do it wrong. I'm a human person, and I'm learning. How about that? So thank you. I think Doreen really said that beautifully. You you exemplify that, Haley. So thank you.
I guess this is Doreen. I guess the first one is that I have to allow my self space, and this is a hard one to measure, but the space and compassion for myself to know that I'm going through a transition and there are going to be days that are bumpy, and there are going to be days that I don't necessarily feel strong within, and maybe that's part of the strong within is just allowing that compassion for myself and not being so hard on myself and beating myself up and just giving myself the space that things will improve, that I will set goals and they will be accomplished. And I'm not sure how I measure that. maybe to define it more exactly. But it just seems like to try and just it's more of a state of being than a behavioral type not necessarily a behavioral thing. It's a state of being that I want to be. Maybe treating myself the way I would treat other people.
So, yes, Doreen, do you see that's completely measurable, that your distinction about a way of being as opposed to a behavior? That's perfect. So you can anytime listen in on yourself and notice if you're speaking to yourself the way you would speak to somebody else, right? That's measurable. And it's about a way of being. So you bring up a really important distinction. Like not everything is that we're looking at is about a goal. Well, I want to weigh 122 pounds, and right now I weigh 148, and so, you know, every week I lose 3 pounds. That's very outcome-oriented, whereas what you're describing is each day you check in with how you speak to yourself to notice if you're speaking to yourself like you would speak to someone else. So that's more of a way of being or an ongoing process thing. You're not getting to an outcome. Does that distinction make sense to you all?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, good. And both are really valid in what we're doing here. And for some people, it might all be around process or ways of being. And for other people, it might be all outcome. Or any mix of the two, and both work beautifully. It just depends on what's going on for you. So thank you for bringing that up. Was there anything else you wanted to say about what you were looking at right now as far as your fulfillment around Strong From Within, Doreen?
I guess to, at this point in time, it to really concentrate on my health issues and do what's healthy for me. I'm diabetic, so at this point it seems easy not to um, it's more easy to slip into routines that are not helpful for me. It's eating by myself now. It's like an adjustment, so it's easier to say I'll just grab something to eat.
Sure.
That part is just an adjustment. You know, I don't, I guess it goes back to probably learning to do things by myself again. And that's part of the transition and part of the adjustment.
Exactly.
And my third one is that I really need to learn computer skills.
Okay, that's pretty tangible.
That's tangible.
You know when you know and you know when you don't.
And I'm realizing that I really don't know. So
okay.
It's to learn those skills
mm-hmm.
to support me through this course and to learn other ones. And I guess my goal at this point is to, starting out, is to learn the skills that are going to support me through this course. That's my measurement for at this point. And so that's pretty concrete.
Yes, it is.
So, and just knowing that to be a part of this and to be able to share with other people and hear what other people are saying and to be with like-minded people. I don't know if that's a why thing or a goal thing, but once again, I guess it's a process. That has been really important to me. So I appreciate all of you and what you contribute to the course or our group.
Yes, I believe you fulfill that one by showing up and engaging, right? Done. And
I hope so.
I don't even think you have to hope. I think it's a fact. You show up and you engage, you've done your part.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. All right, Janet, how about you? And if you're speaking, there you go, I hear you.
Sorry, I just spilled some oils all over myself.
Oh, my.
I'm going to be really stinky. I guess I think the main thing that I need to be working on is my money mindset. Because I don't charge enough for my services. I don't believe I deserve that much. I'd much rather give it away because it seems easier.
Until it's time to pay the bills.
Until you have to pay the bills. And oh, it's crappy. And so I need to, I don't know, somehow rearrange my mindset, and I don't know how that can be very measurable unless I make it, I don't know. I think that maybe this is why I didn't fill out the form. In my mind, I thought I did. I don't know how to measure that exactly and know.
Would
that,
you like some,
you know,
support around that?
Yeah.
Okay. So one direct way would be if you have an idea of how you'd like to shift what you're charging, you start to be able to tell people that's your fee and then have them pay that fee, you'll know. And so it's definitely an outcome, but then the part about shifting your mindset, like how do you determine that on the way in, it probably has to do with something like when you say something new, like maybe you go around deserve right now. Like you say, well, whether I deserve it or not, this is how much money I need to pay all my bills, and this is how many clients, and this is what I'm going to charge. And that feels strong to you? Like you just sort of bypass the, do I deserve this or not? Or you say, it's not about deserving. It's about what the work is worth. So it's about the work. It's not about me as a person. And whatever you can come up with and get creative, and one thing, a few things that you can say to yourself that you feel like, yeah, I can get behind that, right? Whereas right now, getting behind deserving, it's like, And deserving is a tricky one because why don't you deserve it? You deserve to have all your bills paid. I'm absolutely certain of that. Everybody deserves to have their bills paid, right? And lots of people don't have their bills paid, I know. But I personally would probably go around the deserving thing for right now. Does that have any resonance for you or make sense to you?
Yeah, it feels better.
Yeah.
Because I think deserve is such a, it's kind of a hot button word anyway, because it makes you feel like, there's all that entitlement things. And
yeah.
So it's never, it doesn't feel good, I guess, but I guess that's what comes up in my brain.
Well, if you don't deserve it, that doesn't feel good. And if you do deserve it, that might sound like you deserve it, but other people don't. And so thus the entitlement, is that kind of where you were going with that?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So then if it's not good if you do and it's not good if you don't, not a great way to go, right? Bad strategy. So,
yeah. Bad idea.
Yeah. So does that give you some ideas on what you could do instead that feel better to you? Just the idea inherently feels better than the whole deserving idea?
Yeah. Yeah. I think just kind of skipping over that part. And I know you and I have worked on this for a long time, and it still just keeps coming back and biting me in the butt. But
so maybe a whole new angle. Is one coming to you right now, or have you been working with something that seems like it might get some traction?
Well, I think it helps me to think about the value that the person's giving.
Yeah.
Nice. I think that probably is the best way for me to go because I want them to have the best they can have, too. And so, they could get, anybody could make them a $500 website, but it might not be very good. And so even if they pay triple that, then I feel like I'm going to get them the best they can have or whatever.
Nice. It actually has to do with the value of the product for them, and then it really isn't even focusing on you.
Yeah, I think that probably helps. I don't know that that's going to help forever, but...
Right. Well, yeah, but it's something to start with, and... I don't know. If you were going to do the deserve part differently, so bringing the focus back to you, what comes to mind about what you might do differently instead of deserve?
Well, I want to say it will empower me to make the money.
Mm.
So, I'll be empowered by selling whatever I'm selling, and the other person will be empowered. So it's kind of like a whole circle of empowerment.
Nice. And empowerment is important to you.
Yeah, it's totally important to me.
Yeah.
And I've realized, and I think it was on my why sheet, but to have the choice, I want myself to have choices and a voice, and then I want other people to too. So, and you can't have choices without money, basically.
It does make it a lot more challenging. I guess there's some maybe we could have.
Yeah, there's always choices, but
Yeah.
I want them to have empowered choices.
Yeah.
So I think that'll help. I'll need to write it down probably to process it. But
yeah. And so even though it's not written down, I would still encourage you to write it down, and you too, Doreen, if you want to. And then you guys who are listening to the recording, to also write it down for yourselves. And even it might change over the course of us going through all of the content, you know, what you're really looking at is your outcomes and what you're measuring, because maybe as you go toward empowerment, Janet, it will really have some peace and kind of take off, and you'll be able to say very clearly what it means for you and how you notice it's serving your clients. Or you might find there's a subset of that that's actually more measurable, and you go with that. So this isn't meant to be a one-time thing of you set your three goals, and, you know, when you've completed all the modules, a while from now, everything is perfectly as you intended it to be to get there, especially since most of us are women. Things don't tend to work out like that. Like, it shifts as we flow. We see a better way to state it. We see a better way to work with it. We see a more empowering way to measure it, you know. So, and the thing about writing it down is if we don't, we kind of forget. It's kind of ethereal, sort of like you actually thought you wrote it down, right? That's what happens.
Yeah.
And I did not write it down until it was time for me to prepare for this. And I'm like, wow, I see what a difference it makes just to jot it down instead of it's just kind of in my head floating around. So I would encourage you, for all of you who haven't written it down, to write it down and be open to shifting it as you shift with it. So, Janet, is there anything else you wanted to say about it right now?
No, but thank you.
You're welcome.
To help.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess I'll go ahead and close today with sharing with you what I wrote for me. And back to your point, Doreen, about ways of being, all of mine are ways of being right now. The whole go toward a goal and make a certain amount of money or have a certain amount of clients or even get out to the preserve a certain number of days, that one's probably the most appealing to me. But also it's like, even when I don't get out to the preserve, how do I want to be being, right? So the first thing that was one of my outcomes was that I notice, regardless of what's going on, I'm automatically turning within to know how to go forward. And so then when I don't, when instead I call up a friend and talk about how are we supposed to do it, or I get on the internet and look stuff up, or I go to read a book because I'm pretty sure that author knows better than me. Nothing wrong with reading a book, nothing wrong with talking to a friend. But then still, with my own discernment, my own compass, am I doing it that way, even after getting input? So that's what I'm measuring right now. And if I don't, if I call a friend and then hear what she has to say and then say, yeah, that's what I'm going to do, it's like, why don't you just give it a day and let it settle and see how you feel? And maybe that is the answer. But making sure it's my answer because it's run through me internally rather than it's the expert author or it's my friend who knows better. So that's my first one, and that's my measure. And it's funny to me because I used to be very oriented toward, yes, this amount of money, this amount of clients, this amount of walking, this amount of even, you know, how often I see my friends and how often I'm more doing my introverted time. And I love to count. I love to measure. And that's still true, but for some reason right now it feels a little harsh to me. So my second one is about really when I notice that I feel off or I feel overwhelmed or I feel like I'm not doing it right, remembering first to go to self-compassion, but also that there's something bigger operating. Like, why do I think I need to be in control? I have a spiritual source. So that's easy to measure because then either my thinking goes to, oh yeah, it's not all me muscling through, I can relax and turn this over to spirit. Or it's going and reading a prayer or listening to, I'm listening to a lot of yoga music right now, I'm listening to a lot of spiritual music right now, and it puts my focus in the right place. So again, a way of being. When things feel rough, am I turning to source? And then my third one, which feels really big right now, is being calm and detached around whatever the outcome is, that I'm not going to keep trying to muscle it through. And again, when I don't feel calm and detached, go to my spiritual source. So it's interesting to me, like there are three actual ways of knowing fulfillment: automatically turning within, looking to my spiritual source, and being calm and detached around outcome. And yet they're all, to me, kind of related, but it helps to look at them separately and be able to say, well, okay, I'm really not calm or detached right now. You know what? Time to get out to the preserve. And not engaging as much with the crazy thinking, shall we call it? It's like, oh, look, there's a lot of crazy thinking right here. Very far away from calm and detached. And then doing something that might shift that. And if it doesn't shift it, so I walk in the preserve and it shifts it a little or not really much at all, it's like, okay, it's still here. I can be calm and detached with not being calm and detached. Very zen sort of thing. So back to your point, Doreen, very much process and being focused and still pretty measurable. And if I don't measure up, then being kind about the measuring and taking it back to, all right, let's see if I can shift and completely give this one to source right now. And sometimes I can't do that. It's like, oh, I still feel all tense, and I should be, and what about, and oh, hey, if I just shift this one thing. It's like, yeah, it's okay. So I'm really excited to get to the self-care and self-love modules because I really think that's the key around this. When we feel like we've fallen short, it's less about falling short than it is how we treat ourselves. And like we said earlier, treating ourselves, speaking to ourselves like we would speak to somebody else. Whew, it feels like there's a lot in there.
Could you just, I know you're ending the call, but just as I heard you talk about the process, mm-hmm. the process that you spoke about and kind of your way of being, I think that way of being, that way of being present to ourselves affects our behavior.
Yes.
One follows the other.
Yes.
So.
Yes. Really good point that probably I was going to say if there's an order to things, maybe we be a certain way and that shifts our behavior. But I've also had the experience of doing the behavior which shifts how I'm being. So probably either is an entry point, and being aware that, of course, they're connected. So, yeah, thank you for pointing that out, Doreen. So in closing tonight, I'm going to go back to just a piece of what I read to you at the beginning, which is the Through Me prayer in the Thriving Workbook. And I'm just going to read the part about being engaged with life, because this is what I'm talking about when I say go back to spiritual source. If I'm not automatically turning within, if I'm not calm and detached, just to remember these, 5 lines, really short lines. So, fully engaged in life, thrilled to be, your hands, your voice, your heart. So thank you, each of you, for participating so fully. I know some of this is pretty vulnerable stuff. And I wanted to just remind you all that we are not meeting next week, so it gives you time to either catch up on what you want to complete with Module 1 or move on to Module 2. And then we will meet again in 2 weeks, which will be on, hang on, it's actually still in the month. It's Halloween. We'll be meeting on the 31st of October, but not meeting next week on the 24th. So thank you all for now, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye,
Janet. Bye, Haley. You're so welcome.